Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So this show is all about fixing yourself. Because if you don't fix yourself, who the hell's going to fix you? Your wife can't fix you. Your husband can't fix you. Your psychiatrist can't fix you. You got to fix yourself. Period. That takes I don't know what it takes. That's why I'm going to have a guest to talk about it. How about that? Aaron File, the Mind Fix Group. How do you like that? See, I don't know what it takes. That's your job, Aaron. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. I'm amazing.
Good, because you fixed yourself. It's like, here's what it takes. It takes,
I don't know.
I'm obviously completely screwed up, but you know what? I'm constantly looking for what it takes to fix my mind. And you have a company called the Mind Fix Group. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Because we're all looking to fix ourselves. So, you know, we start with the mind, right?
Absolutely.
So who is Aaron File?
Aaron File is the founder of the Mind Fix Group. And we help high achievers and entrepreneurs eliminate the biggest mental roadblocks that are holding them back from achieving what it is they know they're capable of achieving.
Oh, my God. Well, I got to stop the interview because I'm a low achiever. Oh, no. So here's the deal. I've seen a lot of books that, you know, help people fix their mind. And, man, there's a million ways to go about it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So the question is, and, I mean, you go to church and you have people looking for answers, and you can go to your psychiatrist's office and that person is looking for answers. You go to your friends and your friends are looking for answers. Where do we start, and what makes Aaron File and the Mind Fix Group different?
There is this epidemic in the self-help world, and there are people who are self-help junkies, right? And they go from possible solution to possible solution. And you talk to people who are trying to improve themselves, and more often than not, they've read books, they've gone to therapy, they've talked to coaches, they've tried meditating, they've done the journaling, they've done the cleanses, you know. Some of them start talking to you about their crystals and their color meditation stuff, and they get really far out there. We have tried so many different things. And the problem is everybody's running around trying to add more stuff to their lives. They're trying to fix things and address their problems with more information and more tools and more techniques and more tactics. You know, if I meditate for an extra 15 minutes a day and then I journal and then I'll say my 15 minutes of affirmations before I go to sleep, and then I'll learn the new communication techniques, then maybe this will be fixed. So everybody's trying to add, and most of the solutions out there give you recommendations to add to your toolkit or your toolbox.
Right.
Okay? Right. So if you go in and speak with another consultant or another coach, they're going to give you recommendations. Here's your homework. Here are the videos to watch. Here are the things to do. And one of the reasons people struggle to actually make deep, meaningful, rapid changes in their life is there are these problems that have roots. You know, there are root problems that cause a lot of our challenges. And all of these additional tools and techniques and tactics just try to pave over them. It's just additive. It's layer after layer, and it's trying to push the issues down.
All right. Hold it. The reason why is because you said something very profound there. And also, I have a commercial break coming up, so it's perfect time to just, you know, put a commercial in there. But what you said that was so profound is how we bury things. You look at your desk. If you got a messy desk, they say, oh, you have a messy desk. It's because you're a genius. I say you got a messy desk, like me, because you've been burying things you should have dealt with a long time ago. And guess what? It's buried alive. Let's deal with it. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Well, you are listening to Entrepreneur Weekly, Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. I am a little bit weird. You guys have already figured that out. If you listen to this show before, I am on a constant journey, and I'm a hoarder of information. I hoard it. I don't do anything with it. I just stack it over here, pile it over there, and all my problems are buried underneath it somewhere. But I got all kinds of good answers for you. Erin Files with us, founder of the Mind Fix Group, and she can maybe help us get out of our own way to help fix these problems. Okay, so we left. We had to take a commercial break because we're a nationally syndicated radio show, not like podcasts where they can just talk endlessly and use words like shiznit. I can't actually say what I wanted to say, so I had to twist it like that. But the point is, we got a lot of shiznit that we all carry around with us. How do we stop from burying all that stuff? And it is buried alive because we think it's buried, but it's smoldering underneath, right?
So the way to do it is to stop adding more stuff.
But I'm a hoarder. I'm a hoarder.
Okay, well, then you can be the exception to the rule. You can go and hoard all of your stuff on your messy desk and then, you know, call me in 6 months. But for everybody else, no more adding. Like, no more books, no more techniques, no more tactics. The magic, like, where things really happen, where we see our clients transform, you know, in a matter of weeks instead of years, is when they start to subtract. All of the challenges that people are dealing with when they get in their own way, we're talking perfectionism, difficulty setting boundaries, procrastination, money issues, you know, self-critic, self-doubt, all of these things that we struggle with that keep us from being able to get to where we want to go, they all have roots.
Right.
And instead of paving them over, we pull them out at the roots. And when you get rid of the root, the problem goes away. And that sounds like magical, but it's not. It's really logical and easy. Yeah. Most of the challenges and most of the time when we're getting in our own way, the root issue is a cluster of old beliefs that we've been carrying around for years. Mm. Beliefs like, makes me important and valuable is working hard. Beliefs like, I'm not good enough. Beliefs like, if I make a mistake or I fail, I'll be rejected. When you carry these beliefs around, and only a little part of you, not even the intellectual part, but a little part of you believes them to be true, it creates self-sabotage and causes us to get stuck in patterns of behavior and emotions that don't serve us. That's what keeps us stuck.
So
that's why more techniques and tactics don't work.
How then do we get out of our own way? And, you know, who does this for us? And I had a similar kind of a scenario happen to me where somebody helped me. This was when I was about 30, and as many probably know, I'm almost 60. But I refuse to grow up, as you can tell. But when I was about 30, I went into this, actually the guy was a chiropractor. I didn't know. I thought he was a psychiatrist. Somebody says, oh, you should go see Dr. So-and-so. And I'm like, okay. I walked into his office one day and I started talking to him. He's, come on in here. We sat down and he's like, all right, lay down here on this table. And I thought, no hanky panky now. You got to take me out to dinner and buy me a movie first. But anyway, the point is that I sat there. He talked to me. I did lay down. I closed my eyes. And he says, all right, we're going to go over a little journey inside of you. He goes, now, let's just kind of have you go backwards in time. Tell me about...
This was a chiropractor?
A chiropractor. But you know what? You could be a chiropractor. I don't care what you... If you can help me, I don't care what you... You could be a bricklayer. You know?
Pretty cool.
Right? Two people get together. That's church. Talk about God a little bit, right? So the point is that by the time I was done, one of these days I have to share the story with you, but I had seen something about myself that I didn't see, that I had taken on the identity of kind of a, not such a good person, right? I didn't know where it came from, but I saw it. I saw it. And I wanted to see it so bad, but all the things I was piling on top, Erin, I couldn't see it because it was so far buried. But he unburied it. I saw it. I sat up and I go, I got it. And I was free from it for the rest of my life. So I get what you're saying. I think it's brilliant. And I'm going to give you some more time because you're really good here. And I want to help people like you do to kind of unbury who they really are that has been buried by the years and years of almost sediment of their life. The viruses that have been downloaded into them by their peers, their friends, their parents, their God knows who, you know, spouses. So let's take a break. This is very interesting because if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you got to have your shiznit together. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, good. Well, then let's take a break and come back and talk more on the other side. Man, it's a psychiatrist's office today here on the show. That's what happens. When I drink too much coffee, I become a psychiatrist. All right, we're talking with Aaron File, the Mind Fix Group. .com on the web, mindfixgroup.com. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. This is what we got to go through as entrepreneurs. You're just going to have to live with it. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you're going to be a little crazy. We'll be right back.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Aaron File joining us, founder of the Mind Fix Group. I don't know what happened in this child's life to be so wise, but it must have been horrific because you've had to unpile a whole bunch of stuff and look at how can other people do this. I did it. You made it. If she can do it, I can do it, right? I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is kind of like almost like being born again. I mean, that's got to be what it feels like when you finally, because that's what it felt like for me when I finally saw the stupid monkey brain side of myself. I felt like I was free from swinging in the trees. You know what I mean? I could start to be a man. Unfortunately, I was already 30 something years old. And, you know, it's like, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, that's a lot of life already lived. But I woke up and I all of a sudden I realized, you know what, that wasn't that hard. I just needed to see it. So how, Aaron, do you help people to see it, to unbury it, to this lightning in a bottle, bring it to the table?
Yeah, it's the most fun and rewarding work to see somebody who has been a certain way or struggled with something for 5, 10, 20, even we've had a few people, 40 years, you know, like right. I've never felt like I was good enough. I've never been able to delegate. I have never, ever felt confident when I'm on an interview or on TV. I can't do it. It's just who I am. People really think that they get stuck or they have a certain characteristic and it's who they are. And there's just nothing as amazing or rewarding to help people realize that change can happen rapidly and quickly.
So what kind of a success rate do you have?
We have a signature program, and we have, it's unheard of. Most people don't believe it. We're at a 95.6% success rate.
That sounds pretty wild. And how long does it typically take?
On average, about 10 weeks.
Okay. All right. Now, so walk us through a little of this, if you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a really simple formula. What we do is we identify any areas where people are stuck and where they're holding themselves back. Then we, step two is uncover what are the root causes that are keeping them stuck. And then number three, we eliminate those root causes. When you take those three steps, 1, 2, 3 together, it's like a magic formula. And people's challenges that they've been dealing with for years literally just melt away with almost no effort, no practice, no additional tools or techniques. So something that people can do on their own to identify areas where they're stuck or areas of tremendous opportunity. You know, it's so hard to see our own blind spots, right? Like right. We can't read the label when we're in the frickin' bottle. So what people can do, go to your spouse, go to the people who work for you, go to your colleagues, ask them, hey, if I could change one thing, what's my one big thing? What's the one big thing that would just make me a better leader? And you will find out more information and get more insights than if you try to sit down and figure it out for yourself, you know, for half a day. So identify where you're stuck. It may be procrastination. It may be you get nervous talking about money. It can be anything. It looks different for anyone. But come up with a list of the areas where you're stuck. And then to shine a flashlight on what some of the root causes of these issues might be, you can ask yourself the million-dollar gold nugget question. And that question is, what would I have to believe to be true in order to keep experiencing this pattern over and over again? There are beliefs that are running our patterns, and when we can figure out what those beliefs are and bring them to the surface, that gives us the opportunity to, number three, eliminate them. And when you get rid of the beliefs and you eliminate them, you are eliminating the root causes of your patterns.
Very well said. I think, and like you said, it's more than likely a lot easier than our mind wants us to believe. Because, you know, I've heard it said this way, if God is the light and the truth, then the devil is the darkness and the liar. And then the liar lies. So the mind wants to trick you because the mind is like the monkey brain. It's comfortable swinging in the trees, and it really doesn't want to leave the trees. And you got to be able to, you know what they say, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. You got to kind of leave that old way of thinking behind. But it really takes a bit of a guide, I think, in the signature program. I'd love to see more and learn more about it. You know, I've heard one time, I'm at this stage of my life where I'm kind of getting more spiritual. It's like, what the heck? Me? Yeah. A guy said to me, he goes, what would you have to give up to be closer to Christ? And I was like, holy macaroni, that's the biggest question I've ever heard in my life, because we don't want to give up things. We love living in our comfort zones. And man, it's the same kind of a thing. Are you really serious about changing your life? I think Aaron File may have a fix for you, the Mind Fix Group. Aaron, thank you. Sounds very interesting. I can't wait to look into it a little deeper.
Thank you for having me.
All right. There you go. I know. I get a little spiritual every now and then. Watch out. It happens. Not very often, but I do. You know, it happens. Aaron File, again, the Mind Fix Group. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
Well, you guys probably know I like to fish, and I just got back from an Alaskan fishing trip with my buddy Joe Polish and the Genius Network. And every year when I go, we go out to like this remote island, and you fly into Ketchikan, Alaska, and then you take a float plane for like another hour out to this island that is just out in the middle of nowhere with all the other islands that are out in the middle of nowhere out there. And this is the only fishing village lodge that is on the island. And then, you know, you get in these boats and you go out in the middle of the ocean and catch giant fish. Well, I am also a fisher of men. And in this case, a guy named Patch Baker was one of the guys on this event. He's a former Marine, and I salute you for your service, Patch. He's listening. He's an entrepreneur, and he is the founder and creator of Mobius Media Solutions. I have become good friends with this man. I love him. I love what he stands for. I love his courage. I love who he is today. And I really like what he does. And as I learn more about it, I bet I'll love that too. But Patch, first of all, again, I'll say it to your face. Thank you for what you've done for our country. Being a Marine and doing what you've done, I know you've been shot and blown up and experienced many things. We just had the gal on from MindFix, and I thought to myself, man, I got to introduce those two. Because you have been able to, and I'm not going to say you have escaped PTSD, but you are the least most damaged person that has had incredible experiences that would normally damage a person. You just seem like a happy-go-lucky guy that loves being an entrepreneur, that loves life, that loves people, that loves his wife, children, country. You're like a love machine. Can I say that?
Man, I tell you what, I want to give you a big old hug right now. No, it's not becomes natural to me. It's because I've worked really, really hard for that. And there's a lot of veterans that struggle with, you know, coming back after the service and what happens after the service. So it wasn't always like this, but I work on it every day. And I'll honestly say I'm not the man that I want to be, but I am glad I'm not the man that I used to be. So right. I just work on it every day. And, you know, I'm a counter puncher. That's what I like to do. I'm a counter puncher. I see a problem and I work on it until I figure it out.
All right. Well, tell me, first of all, you do a great job because I spent a few days with you. And, you know, when you're fishing with somebody, I don't know, if for those of you who go fishing, you understand this. When you are fishing with somebody and catching gigantic fish, some of them as much as 100 pounds, and you're out in the middle of nowhere, and you know that, you know, you got to kind of have each other's back a little bit because, you know, I mean, you can't just call an ambulance to come out to the middle of the ocean out in Alaska in the Bering Straits or whatever that, wherever we were out there. So you actually, you know, are much more conscious, much more aware. And I think that you've experienced that being in the military. Being a Marine, you know you have to listen. You have to use all your senses. You have to taste the air. You've got to listen to every little noise. You've got to be, you know, in that realm of consciousness where you are in a higher conscious state, which I think that's why our military are so important to us, especially once they have retired, because they know of a place inside the mind that the average person has never experienced and may never experience that. So you bring that with you out of that battleground, I might say. So I spent time with you and I could see that you were just truly a guy that I want to have in my life. So I want you to tell us, what is, first of all, what is this word Mobius? I love it. And you've told me, but I want you to give the depth of, you know, the explanation to the people listening, because I even love this about you. Tell me.
So most people know Mobius by the Mobius strip, and it's basically an endless loop. So I chose the word Mobius because I like, so we have Mobius Media Solutions, Endless Media Solutions. We have Mobius Consulting, and I put together a really strong team over there to really help out from a consulting standpoint from a bunch of different facets. So we just, I really like that word, the endless part of it, because I really think that every single person has endless capabilities if they, you know, train properly and prepare properly and really put their mind to it. I've watched it time and time again. I've seen people do things that most people would believe is impossible. And I think just getting your brain in the right place to be able to accomplish the seemingly impossible, harsh environments and extraordinary circumstances.
I agree. And that's why I love having you right behind Aaron File, who has MindFix, because my feeling is that so many people in this world are walking almost like in the Matrix. Like there's two worlds, the people of the Matrix that are the ones that understand the Matrix. They know that there's, you know, kind of the what do you want to call them? The zombies, the walking dead, the people that are living in this life that they have no idea what they're doing. They have no purpose behind what they're doing. They're just existing on this world. But when you wake up to your potential, man, you can become like, you know, what is one and one? In my world, one and one makes 11. And that's what, you know, I believe that these higher thinkers, you know, the best entrepreneurs and business people out there have discovered what you and Aaron both are saying, which is, once you discover your higher self, your higher nature, and you're able to leave all the garbage behind, there is like almost nothing that you can't accomplish. We see it in this world. We see the Richard Bransons of this world. Even Elon Musk, whether you believe in him or Donald Trump or these kind of people that have, they've accomplished things purely by having some of the secrets of, you know, I can do this. And just, even if you just have that and you move forward, you probably can do it, which is quite amazing. All right, let me take a little break here because this is going to be fun. I want to make sure we have the website, MobiusMediaSolutions.com. Mobius Media Solutions for Patch Baker. We're going to come back and he's going to talk to us a little bit about some of the stuff they do once you reach this higher level of thinking. He's done it. I witnessed it. I could see it in his eye. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I look for disruptive thinkers. I love that. I love it when my brain goes, eh? I learned that from Tim Allen. Joining us, Patch Baker, former Marine, entrepreneur, and he is the founder of Mobius Media Solutions. If it can be sold online, Mobius can help. Websites, ad buying, Facebook, Google ads, customer journey, marketing, you name it. Mobius can do it. And I'm glad to call Patch Baker my friend. Our relationship has just started, but it's going to be a long, long one because I love how completely transparent this man has been with me over the last few days. It was like nothing. You could ask him anything, and he would start with a smile, and then he would give you not only a snarky answer, but a good one, no matter what it was. So, you know, we were talking about MindFix and the person that was on ahead of you, Aaron File. And it's interesting how we go through life kind of with what our parents want us to do, what our, like, let's say we're in love with sports and our coach, we love our coach. What our coach wants us to do, coach says, you should do this. And so then you go on that journey, but it's not the journey that you have actually chosen. One day you wake up and go, man, I got to choose what I'm going to do, what I want to do, not what has been downloaded into me. So my question to you, Patch, is, you know, you joined the Marines. My God, at some point you had that wake up moment, that aha moment of who is Patch Baker? What does he want to do? What was that like for you? And you know, maybe you could give us a little, you know, talk on that.
Yeah. So I always knew I was going to be a Marine. And I mean, there was no doubt in my mind in kindergarten, between what I wanted to do. You know, most kids say policeman, fireman, doctor, lawyer, president. I wanted to be a U.S. Marine. And I never had any guesswork on that. And when I was 13, I went to military academy and I really, truly wanted to go. It wasn't something my parents made me do. As a matter of fact, I begged to go. And then when I was 17, I joined the Marine Corps. And one of the things that I really had a hard time understanding when I was in the military, and I got out believing that people operated at a certain level. And I got fired from my first two civilian jobs. And I had to learn about things that I didn't know, like this thing called the HR department. I had no idea what that was.
Right.
And I got sent to the HR department for bullying. And I said, what are you talking about? And I had this guy that was like, I don't know, he's probably 50 years old. And we were making a product. And I was making like 25 an hour. And he was like, look, man, you need to slow down. You know, you get paid the same whether you make 25 an hour or just make 10. All the rest of us are making 10. You just make 10. And I said, no, I don't smoke. But every, you know, 10 minutes, this guy was going out and having another cigarette. And I said, no, what you need to do is get up off your, you know, yada, yada, and get back to work. And he went and told on me. And I I got called into the HR department and I was like, I don't understand. It doesn't take a whole lot more work if you just work to make 25 over 10. And they told me that I was wrong and I shouldn't talk to other employees like that. And I said, well, I don't think you guys know what you're talking about. And they, apparently that's what you say when you want to get fired.
right.
But what I didn't realize was the guys that I worked with every single day were world-class athletes, and they were smart too. And I didn't realize that the slowest guy on my team was running, you know, 3 miles in 17 minutes and 49 seconds. And he was the slow guy. And, you know, we're all yelling at him to go faster, go faster, go faster. What you don't realize in that environment is that most people don't run 3 consecutive 6-minute miles. Like, it's just not something that happens to everyday people.
Right.
And I got out and I was expecting that same level of, you know, academics and just sheer will to go faster than what you need to. The cutoff was 18 minutes, 18-minute 3-mile. And to be pushed to go faster and faster and faster, my fastest time was like 15:40.
Man.
Well, that's good enough to qualify for a lot of big meets, you know,
right.
Track and field meets. So I just didn't realize the level of people that I was surrounded by. And then when you go out to what everybody else calls the real world, because apparently being in the military, being overseas, being in battles is not the real world.
Right.
But you come back to the real world, and I was looking for what I believed was average, and I didn't find it. And what I started to realize is that I started making, you know, friends in the civilian business community, is that people didn't have the ability to make their minds tell their bodies to do more than what they absolutely had to.
Right. All right. Hold tight. I want to hear on the other side. I got to take a commercial break. Then what we're getting at here is how to guard your mind from the insanity, whether it's being on the battlefield or the battlefield of the office, because those can be pretty bad too. We're talking with Patch Baker, former Marine and entrepreneur, Mobius Media Solutions. We're going to get his secret sauce of strength of mind on Entrepreneur Weekly. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks to you, I'm much obliged. Such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, I played this song on purpose because Patch Baker is bad to the bone. No question about it. The man has been shot, blown up, everything that you can have pretty much done to you, and made it to the other side, back home, where he's an entrepreneur. Former Marine Patch Baker, MobiusMediaSolutions.com on the web. And we were getting to, what does it take? What does it take to get to that place inside of your head and your heart? And the two must agree that you actually can believe in yourself and know that the liar lies. The liar is the doubter that has the, you know, the little devil on one shoulder, tells you you can't do it. What does it take? And maybe it takes a Marine to give us some of that because he's lived it. And Patch, thanks for being with us, man. I really appreciate you and everything you've done in your life. And I believe that you're still a warrior. You're just a business warrior, brother. I love it. So just tackle that question I had. What does it take?
So I think the biggest thing for me is purpose. When I was a Marine, it was, you know, defending the country and, you know, taking care of the guys on my left and right. And when you have a purpose, it's a whole lot easier to go further and faster than you ever thought you could. I've run a lot of miles. I've swam a long way. I've climbed a lot of hills. I've climbed over a lot of walls because I didn't want to be the only guy that didn't. And what happened was, if you just keep facing those things and you conquer small ones, you ultimately get the courage to be able to keep going to bigger and bigger and bigger things. And you just attack them the same way.
So having a purpose-driven life, beautiful.
Yep.
I love defending your country, and it's also defending your business and your family at the same time, because that's what's in the country, right?
Yep.
Facing your fears and realizing that most of them are just paper dragons, because once you stand up, there's an old saying, fear knocked at the door. Courage rose up and answered it. No one was there. And the thing is that if you have the courage to just answer the call of duty, in essence, with purpose and courage, most of the time, what you were afraid of melts away, and it really wasn't what you thought it was anyway. And that's the way it is in so many things in life. But it takes, I think, a warrior in business and in life. That's what you really have to say. I am not going to sit on my haunches and be a snowflake and just sit around and let the world tell me what to do. And if you do, you'll get what you deserve. That's what I say. If you just sit around, then you get what you deserve. But you know what? I want to grab life by the throat. So, your thoughts.
I have a car analogy for you. We say it all the time. Do you want to participate or do you want to accelerate? Meaning, do you want to be in the driver's seat? Do you want to be sitting in the passenger seat going on for a ride? Or do you want to be standing on the sidelines and watch the car go around? And guys like us, I believe, are, and really all successful war fighters, war fighting units, entrepreneurs, and businesses, they all want to accelerate, and they're doing things to push the limits all the time.
Right. I love it. I love it. Okay, American Dream U, you have some interesting things going on. You have, like, I think I heard 22 businesses you're working on?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe you got to take your foot off the accelerator, Patch.
No way.
No way. What do you want people to know about Mobius Media Solutions so that we can hopefully, you know, send you some business, if nothing else?
Mobius, like you said before, if you know something online, we could definitely help you out with that. And you brought up American Dream U. If you are a veteran or know a veteran, I encourage you to go out and check out AmericanDreamU.org. It's basically an organization built and designed to help guys leave the military and go into civilian life afterwards.
Beautiful. I salute you, my former Marine friend, my new friend in life. He's a true patriot, entrepreneur. Once again, his website, Mobius Media Solutions, AmericanDreamU.org for that one. If you live with purpose and you defend what is yours and you do it with courage, you'll have a life. You'll have a life worth passing to your children. I'm Alan Taylor. He's Patch Baker. We'll see you next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.